97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Heidi Harris. In for Mark Reardon, who's out at the golf course having a good old time. Dan Reardon's here. No relation, though. KMOX golf correspondent. Also out in the air-conditioned tent eating the good food out at the BMW Championship at Belle Reve, I think. Aren't you in the tent there having the air conditioning, or what's going on?
Well, I'll shock you, Heidi, because this year they put the media inside the clubhouse. I was stunned when I saw that. And we are in luxurious conditions in terms of this golf championship.
Nice. Very nice. A lot of people out there. We were talking to Frank Cusimano earlier. Said there was something like 28,000 people out there today?
Yesterday we had 28,400. I think the number is going to go up today. They won't put out that number until tomorrow morning. But I know I talked to the director of golf out here, Mike Tucker, and he was anticipating they could get as high as 35 today. And then tomorrow and Sunday are a complete sellout. So they're going to put up serious numbers in terms of galleries. And that's sort of why they came to St. Louis, because every time golf comes to St. Louis comes to golf.
Well, that's true. You know, and St. Louis is such a great sports town in so many ways, and it's great to see them show up. And it's great that it's a beautiful weekend, too. What a great weekend for it.
And that was the bonus. You know, we were concerned because they were playing in Memphis last week, and they had triple digits every day, and the players were just beaten down by the heat. And they thought they were coming to St. Louis and facing the same thing. And when they leave here, they go to Atlanta for the last golf event of the season, and they know it's going to be high temperatures. But when they got here and found out they had temperatures in the 80s, the mood of the players was obviously different. They didn't expect this to be one of the others. As it turns out, like I said, it's been perfect. It's 80 degrees, overnight lows in the 60s, really good. And by the way, we've had a change at the top of our leader just before we came on, because Wyndham Clark, who is the current U.S. Open championship, finished his round. He's at 12 under par, 64-64 for the first 2 days. And he has a one-stroke lead over Gary Woodland. And Woodland's an interesting story because he grew up in Kansas, and he considers this, he said this is the closest he will ever play golf in relationship to his home. And he's got a bunch of friends and family over here from Kansas. So it's been a sort of an interesting couple of days here at Belle Reve.
Well, you never know. How's Scottie Scheffler doing?
Scheffler healed his cases pretty well today. He shot 5 under par, 65. He's going to have to do the same thing for the next 2 days. But he started the day with 44 players ahead of him on the leaderboard. He now has 23 players ahead of him on the leaderboard. Now the problem is he can play extremely well, but he needs the guys ahead of him to not play so well in order to make up grounds. He said afterwards, I shot 30 on the back nine, or he said, I need to shoot the same thing I shot on the back nine the four times over the weekend, which meant he thinks he needs to go out and shoot 60-60, and I don't think he's going to do that.
Wow. That's a lot. Well, there's still 2 days to go. And now what's the main prize? Is the grand prize is how much? I read somewhere $10 million. Am I wrong about that?
The total purse is $20 million. Okay. The winner this week gets 3.6.
Okay.
Next week it goes to 10. Next week for the FedEx Championship it goes to 10. And it's been, like I said, everything has worked well for the galleries, for the club. Everybody is pleased with what's going on, and that's not always the case in golf. We had bad weather. We had rain, two inches of rain at the beginning of the week, and the course rebounded very well. So this is going to be a win for St. Louis once again.
That is fantastic. Now let me ask a dumb question here that people who play golf would know. If they get a lot of rain prior to and then it clears up for the tournament days, is that going to make the course too soggy, or does it depend on the climate as far as how quickly the grass dries? I mean, is that good or bad for the golfers?
No, your golf sense is very good. The players will freely admit that the golf course, particularly the greens, got soft. And so when they land the ball on the green, they know it's just going to stay where it lands. It may back up a little bit, but they don't worry about the firm greens and the ball bouncing hard and not being able to control it. So the rain has been probably a disappointment to the club, because they would like the scores to be a little lower than they are, or higher, I guess, than they are. But a bonus for the players, because this course is not nearly as dangerous as it might have been had we had triple digit temperatures.
Yeah, I never thought about that. I never thought about the fact that when it's dry, that's when the ball goes, you know, right off the green into the rough or something else. Even when you land it initially, I never thought about that. Where is it going to stick when it's raining? These are all things that people need to know, that obviously the greenskeepers are aware of and all the golfers are aware of, because every single week, every day, the situation that they're playing in changes, right?
Well, and Javier, I've heard you talk in the past. I think you have a lot of familiarity with the Nevada golf, and the change there is you play at altitude, and then the distances change. You know, a club that you hit one distance at sea level becomes a totally different distance when you get to sea at altitude. And so when they do the celebrity event at Lake Tahoe, that's an adjustment that those amateurs have to make.
And that's why they call it golf, because all the other four-letter words were taken, right? You've heard that before. I didn't make that up, obviously. What now? We're speaking with Dan Reardon, of course, not Mark Reardon, seen somewhere out there on the golf course. So who do you predict is going to win this? You think Wyndham Clark's going to win it? What are you thinking?
You know, I get caught between who I think is going to win and who I want to win. But I can tell you who I want to win. Okay. I want Gary Woodland to win this championship, because Gary Woodland in spring did a devastating interview. He had brain surgery. He didn't know if he was ever coming back to play golf. He's fought his way back onto the tour. He suffers from PTSD. There are times on the golf course where the caddy has to coax him to move forward and stay within what's going on. It's a gradual comeback. And he has won since that time. And when he won last year, or when he won coming back from it, it was a big thing in the world of golf. And this is a big, big event. And he's never made it to Atlanta to the Tour Championship. And actually, if you wanted to really pursue the story, there's a great story about Gary Woodland and a Down syndrome girl going back to the Phoenix Open. So who I think is going to win, Clark is a tough enough guy to hold up over 4 days. But would I like to see Gary Woodland win? Absolutely.
I think a lot of people would, don't you? Frank Cusumano said the same thing.
Yeah. It's just such a good story. And I don't care what sport it is. You always want a good story. And that's not to say that J.J. Spawner, even if you want drama, you would want Scottie Scheffler coming from, 44th position in the field to win on Sunday. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, but it's always a good story, and people do like those side stories. And you know, it's a great comeback story for him, for Gary Woodland. It'd be great to see it happen. Well, have a great time out there this weekend. It's going to be tons of fun, and the weather's going to be perfect. And, you know, potentially 40,000 people, you said, tomorrow and Sunday each day.
Yeah, it could be as high as that total. Yes, Heidi. And thanks for the invitation.
That's great. Thank you for being here. Have a good time out there. That's fun.